Attorney Patrick Hodan had stayed out of votes involving Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Green because his law firm represents Green. That meant he stayed on the sidelines when the board voted last month to force Green to get rid of nearly $500,000 from political action committees not registered in Wisconsin. Members will revisit the issue at their meeting next week when they consider whether Green should be able to keep the entire $1.3 million he transferred from his federal campaign. Given those circumstances, Hodan said he no longer felt it was possible for him to make a meaningful contribution to the board.
I thought it was important that the board have a full complement of voting members to deal with these matters.
Governor Jim Doyle campaign spokesman Anson Kay accused Republicans of rigging the elections board, saying Hodan's resignation will let the GOP handpick a replacement that will side with them. But Hodan says he's already been planning to resign, and his decision was his own.
No one from the Green campaign suggested that I resign, and no one from the Green campaign asked me to do this. This was my decision.
Hodan's seat on the elections board is appointed by Republican Assembly Speaker John Gard. Gard's office says it's too early to say who will replace him. Even if all three Republican appointees to the board were to vote with Green at the next elections board meeting, there's no guarantee they would prevail. Democratic appointees hold a slight edge, and the Libertarian board member also voted to sanction Green the first time around. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.